and receive and be made free with us today. Come and restore your heart and soul with us today. Hunger for the precious bread of life. Come all who thirst, drink of the living water. Come to God's life and be revived with us today. Come be transformed by the Lord of Lords with us today. Come worship with us as we lift the Savior up. Here at God's life, experience life in Christ. Experience life in Christ at God's Life.
Welcome to God's Life Christian Church here on the beaches of Kapalina in Oahu, Hawaii. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing, and I pray that you will rejoice as well. Let us take opportunity to prepare our hearts and our minds for this word of truth. Living holy is consciously aware of God's presence. We've been talking about holy living, and this is another installation in this part of what God is speaking to us. So whether you're watching on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Isles of the Caribbean, or the Pacific, the lands down under, right here in Hawaii, we ask you to go with us to the throne of grace in prayer. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for this new day of new mercies to be consciously aware of your holy presence. Father, wherever we are, whatever we're doing, you are there. We can never escape your eyes or your ears in anything we say or we do. May we be mindful. May we be aware. May we be aware, Lord, that you are with us and you are right here listening and watching what we do, Lord, that we're mindful, Lord, to present ourselves living sacrifices holy and acceptable to you, to present ourselves as a people, Lord, that do all for the glory and the honor of your praise. So, Father, bless the hearers, Father God. Tune them in, Lord God, and quicken them in the inward part to receive this engrafted word of truth. Use the man of God, Bishop Calvin, Lord, as you choose this day, Father God, to share with us this word of truth, Father God, that holy living is consciously aware of your presence. Bless him, Father God, and use him, Father God, that we consider and examine our ways and see if we are living a holy life even as you are holy. We receive this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the Lord and we praise him because this is a day that he has made, and we're excited, amen, glory to God, for this opportunity to sit at his table and see what he would say to us. Even as you are listening, so am I, amen, so that I would be a partaker of the word. I will be a doer of the word before I be a sharer of the word. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord, amen. We're continuing our teaching on holy living and living holy, the holiness of God, and today we want to look at living holy is being consciously aware of God's presence. In other words, in order for us to live holy, for us to live a life that is holy and acceptable to him, we are going to have a constant awareness of his presence. Amen. And so I'm using as a reference text Psalms 139, and I'm going to begin reading at the 7th verse. While you're turning there, The one thing that helps everybody is when they're aware of those that are around them. And if it be somebody who have authority, amen, the awareness will always call us to adjust our ways, adjust our actions, or look at circumstances and situations differently. So we're looking at this in light of, in order for a person to live holy, we must be in constant recognition of God's presence at all time. Hallelujah. In Psalms 139, verse 7, it reads, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be like light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." In other words, the psalmist is telling us here, there's nowhere we can go from God's presence. You know, the only way that we are going to benefit from God's presence is not just the fact that he's everywhere that we go, beholding everything that we say and do, but when we are consciously aware that he's there, I will assure you that your actions or your way of living will definitely be affected and will be changed in a way that respect God and honor God, and most of all will cause us to live holy, because he says, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." Amen. Now, we're not trying to be aware of God's presence to try to earn anything from him. No, that's not, we're not trying to earn nothing, and neither are we being aware of God's presence for him to accept us. We are being aware of God's presence, amen, glory to God, because it is for our benefit. It is for us. It is for us. It helps us to experience the life that Jesus came that we might have. It helps us to experience this life and experience it more abundantly. What good is it to just receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and experience none of salvation? Just have a knowledge that we made a confession, but not experiencing the abundant life that we are supposed to experience as Christians. Amen. Hallelujah. So living holy is living with an active, and conscious awareness of God's presence in our daily lives. Not just having an occasions, maybe Sunday or maybe anytime you're around another Christian or around in service, that we are consciously aware that there's God. But even when no one else is around, we got to be conscious of God's presence. Even when someone make us upset and we want to respond a particular way, we still have to be conscious of God's presence. Amen. And that will cause us to respond in a way that will glorify God instead of embarrassing God. We will, glory to God, lift him up. We would lift him up. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Holiness is not just a standard that we strive to live. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's more of a relationship. It's a way of living that stems from our conscience, awareness, and reverence for the Almighty God. Amen. Who is ever with us. So when, in order for you and I to live holy, as I said in the beginning, we must be aware of God's presence. As a matter of fact, that's one of the main things, amen, about our Christian walk that will keep us in a way that will cause us to live in such a way that we glorify God and we lift up his name and we look like we have an encounter with him. We look like we belong to him. We look like he is his child when we are aware of his presence. Amen. So understanding holiness, glory to God. Holiness is in order for a person to have a truly acceptable relationship with God, we must properly reverence God and have a deep respect for his holiness. Hallelujah. We must have a respect for his holiness. Recognizing and understanding God's holiness, it helps us to appreciate his grace. It helps us to appreciate his mercy. It helps us, amen, to appreciate appreciate his love, amen, in a more profound, a heartfelt way. Hallelujah. It helps us to appreciate him even more. And so this is what's going on in the church today. The church have drifted away from the holiness of God. People, because of COVID or whatever, they are approaching the things of God with a casual mindset, with a casual attitude. People are saying that they're in the presence of God, amen, in the church, and there's nothing about their actions. They got a form of godliness. They may say hallelujah. They may say praise the Lord, but their heart is not reverencing God. Their actions is not reverencing God. Their whole persona is not reverencing God or his holiness. See, whenever we see that God is holy, we have a different approach to everything, God. We have a different respect. We have a reverential fear of God, not a fear of God that he's running around with a baseball bat. We have a fear of missing out on a blessing that God would desire that we would experience. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not trying to withhold anything from us as much as we're trying to withhold what he had for us. We're the one that's withholding it when we don't meet the conditions. And the conditions, the experience, the blessings of the Lord on a continual basis is simply this. He says, be ye holy, for I am holy. In other words, recognize that God is holy. Recognize that God is always present everywhere we go, listening to our words, what we're doing, what we're saying, and so forth. When we have that mindset, our whole life is changed. Everybody see a change. We see a change in our life. Everybody else will see a change in our life. And most of all, God will be glorified in our life. Hallelujah. So whenever we have the proper reverence for the holiness of God, it will motivate us to strive for a life of righteousness and holiness in our lives, reflecting his character. We want to live in a way we reflect his character and values in all that we do. At its core, at the core of holiness, amen, holiness is being set apart for God's purpose, for it is a call to reflect his nature in our thoughts, in our actions, and in our heart. Hallelujah. So, holiness, when God say, be ye holy, he's saying, be ye set apart for me. Be ye set apart living for me. Be ye set apart living unto me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, when we talk about holiness, glory to God, the Bible shows us in the Old Testament, all the way back in the book of Leviticus, God say, be holy. And he was talking to the children of Israel. And then in the New Testament, in Peter, the first chapter, 1 Peter, the first chapter, again, he tells those that are now part of the kingdom of God, those of us who are born again believers, he said, be holy, for he is holy. In Leviticus, the 11th chapter and the 44th verse, Leviticus 11 and 44. And then I'm going to 1 Peter 15, first chapter, verses 15 and 16. Hallelujah. Leviticus, the 11th chapter and the 44th verse. And look what it says to us. It reminds us, amen, even in the Old Testament, even in the Old Testament, God asked his people to be holy. He commanded them to be holy. He reads, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Amen. God wants us to know that he expects us to live a life that is holy in our life. He wants us to live a life, a holy life, because he is holy. And he's basically saying, in order for you to have a relationship with me or be able to be around me, you must have an awareness of my presence. And that is what will cause you to live a life that is pleasing and holy unto me. Hallelujah. And then in the New Testament, amen, we saw all the way back in the book of Leviticus, he asked the people to be holy, or he commanded them to be holy. And then in 1 Peter, the first chapter, verse 15 and 16, it read, but as he which has called you is holy, as he which has called you or saved you, or you develop a started a relationship with you, as he is holy, amen, glory to God, so be ye holy in all manner of conversations. Amen. And then it says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am am holy. Hallelujah. So we see here that God is desiring that we would be holy. And one of the things that we're looking at today, what will contribute to us being able to allow Holy Spirit to call us to live a life that is holy unto God, acceptable, holy and acceptable unto God. And that is a constant awareness of God's presence. Amen. See, awareness of God's presence, what happened is to live holy is to be anchored. We got to be anchored in the awareness, amen, that God is always with us. And I'm not saying it's something that we do every once in a while. As I said earlier, we got to be anchored in it. Most of you know what anchored mean. Anchored mean that, glory to God, when a boat goes out and drop his anchor, amen, it doesn't drift to the left or the right, or it doesn't go anywhere. It's kind of stationary in that same place. It is anchored in that same place. And what we have to do is anchor ourselves in the awareness of God. We can't be mindful of God's aware of his presence, you know, on Sunday in church or Wednesday in Bible study or Tuesday in prayer or just whenever we are praying, but we want to be aware of his presence all time. We want to be anchored in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And this is why the psalmist says, whither can I go? He said, where can I go? Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I go from your presence? Amen. He wanted us to know that, glory to God, that no matter where we are, God is with us. And what that will do, whenever we understand that, then every moment will cause every moment to count. Amen. Hallelujah. See, when we are aware of God's presence, if we're conscious, like we should be, of God's presence, we will approach every moment with the proper reverence. We will have a proper reverence towards God. We will be careful of our conversation, like 1 Peter says, that so be holy in all your conversations and what we say, what we speak. We will be mindful about what we're saying. Is it edifying? Is it building up? Amen. Is it discouraging? Is it glorifying God? Is it edifying the saints? Is it reconciling the sinner? Amen. We will be careful. We will speak like we have a relationship with God. So when we grasp, amen, that God sees our actions, he hears our words, and he knows our thoughts even afar off before we even think it. What happened is we become more intentional. I believe, for me, I become more intentional with aligning my thoughts and my words, amen, and my entire life with his will and his word, amen. So how do we cultivate that? Well, the first thing that we do to cultivate, amen, being anchored in a conscious awareness of God, one way that we cultivate it, amen, is being aware of his presence, amen, is being anchored intentionally, working on God is near, God is around. And so what we do sometimes, we stop everything in the middle of our day, maybe 2-3 times a day, and just think on God, just muse on him, just think on, Lord, I bless you, I praise you, I thank you for allowing me to see another day. I thank you, Lord, glory to God, for ordering my thoughts and my steps, and then reading our Bible. Hallelujah. See, developing a habit, amen, of reading the word of God will always cause us to be mindful of him. See, it's just like, you know, whenever we read our word, we are reading about God. We are reading about who he is. So at that moment, we are aware that there is a God because we're reading about him. Amen. And it helps us be aware of his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalms 119 and verse 11, it talks about how a person will cleanse his ways. In other words, he will change his ways. He will take heed thereof according to his God's word. In Psalms 119 and verse 11, I'm going to start reading at verse 9. I'm going to start reading at verse 9. It says, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With thy whole heart, or with my whole heart, I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible tells us in Hebrew that the word is sharper. It is quicker. Amen. It is quick and it's powerful and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. Amen. It knows what we are thinking even before we think it. So when you and I, amen, are in the word on a consistent basis, when we're studying our word, that will help cultivate a conscious awareness of God's presence. We will always be mindful of him. And another thing is prayer. When we develop a habit of prayer, amen, it helps us to maintain being attuned to God's voice, amen. We pray for him to hear us, but we also are praying to also listen, amen, to hear from him. So the Bible tells us when we draw near to God, he will draw near to us. So through prayer, what we invite God into every aspect of our life, acknowledging that he is sovereign. When we pray, we are mindful that we are praying to God. So therefore, that will help us to be aware of his consciousness. Aware of his presence. We will be conscious of his presence when we are praying. There's no way you can pray to nothing. We're going to pray to something. So when we're going to pray, we're praying into God. So at that moment, we are consciously aware that there is a God. So prayer will always help cultivate that. And as I said before, the reading the Word of God, when you're reading the Word of God, you're reading about God. You're reading about who God say he is and who he say you are. So whenever we are reading the Word, that will help us between prayer and reading the Word. It will always help us to be mindful. Hallelujah. That there is a God and that he's present. Because see, when you're praying, you're not just praying just for the sake of praying. You're not praying to the air. You're praying because you believe that there is a God that is listening and hearing your prayer. So you believe in that he is attuned. He is attuned to your prayer, and then you are more attuned to the fact that he is a very present help in the time of trouble, that he's always there. He's not just there in our trouble, but he's there when things are not troublesome. Hallelujah. Amen. So in our busy lives, let us remember to pause and take note to reflect on God. Amen. Take moments in your day. Amen. To remember that God is with you, that God is with you. And let this awareness of his presence, let it influence how you interact with people. Let it influence your decisions. Let it influence your choices. Amen. Hallelujah. Let it cause you to shift your perspective towards a more of a thankful heart, a worshipful heart. Amen. A life that is pleasing to God, because you are aware that he's ever with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the impact of living with an awakening of God's presence, awareness of God's presence, what happens is it will transform, amen, our life, our relationship with God. It transforms our relationship with God's people. It transfers our relationship with everyone. Everybody will notice that our relationship with them is a very beneficial relationship. Everybody would want to befriend us. Everybody would want to know us. Amen. Glory to God. Because we are pursuing a knowledge of God. So we will be pleasant in our words. We will be pleasant in our opinions. We will be pleasant in our decision and our actions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We will be holy in him. Hallelujah. So when we remember that we are never alone, we are less likely to indulge in sin. We're less likely to indulge in anything that God says that is sin. Amen. As a matter of fact, we will have a distaste for sin when we are aware of God's holiness, because we know it hurt God. And if it hurt God, we should also allow it to hurt us. And therefore, our actions should be different. And this is why in Hebrews it says for us to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. When you and I are constantly, turn if you will to Hebrews, the 12th chapter and the first verse. When you and I are aware of God's presence, it will cause us to have a total distaste for sin. Anything of the world will not be attractive to us. It will not be exciting to us. It's not to say we're not going to like certain things, but there's one thing to like something, and there's another thing to crave it, to desire it. It will cause you to be like, put God on hold for a minute to do it. Amen. But when we're aware of his presence, we will lay aside those things that we esteem too highly that is not of God. Hallelujah. So in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2, the first verse says, wherefore, see ye are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. It says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And look, it says in the second verse, it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, Father, joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So here it says, seeing that we have a great cloud of witnesses. In other words, seeing all the people that has made God a priority in their life. Look at all the people who was always constantly aware of God. You know, we look in the Old Testament at Daniel. He was always aware of God. We look at Moses. He was aware of God. And we come on into the New Testament, and after Paul had his encounter with God, he was always aware of God. But most of all, Jesus was always aware of God's presence. That's the ultimate example of one who lived a life totally, totally in the awareness of God's presence. Because after Jesus would do things, he would always go back and spend time with God. And even in the midst of what he was doing, what he was sharing, what he was saying, there was always an acknowledgement of God. Hallelujah. So whenever you and I are consciously aware of the presence of the Lord, living holy become oh so easy. So easy, so easy, so easy. Hallelujah. And I won't be before you long. I'm going to close with this thought, and I believe that you hear the Spirit of the Lord saying to be aware of his presence. When we are aware of his presence, we will always do, glory to God, and say the things that is pleasing to him, the things that will edify others, the things that will cause sinners to pay attention to the fact that there is a God, and he's alive, and he's well, and he's living in our lives, and we need to be aware of him on a consistent basis. So living holy lives is a conscious commitment to embrace the presence of God moment by moment. That's what is meant when we're talking about living holy. Moment by moment, every second, minute, hour, whatever, we are embracing the fact that God is present. Beholding how I respond, beholding what I'm doing, beholding what I'm thinking. Amen. Glory to God. When I'm aware of that, all of those things will change. How I respond, what I think, what I say, what I do, all of those things will be adjusted, amen, based on the awareness of God's presence. Hallelujah. Or should I say adjusted in a way that it will lift God's name up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a walk. Our Christian walk is where every thought, we live out our life with every thought, amen, and every word and every action in a way that it reflects God's glory. Not living to ourselves, but live in such a way that God is glorified, that God is glorified, that God is glorified. So henceforth, we begin to live a holy life. We pursue this commandment to be holy as God is holy. Amen. Hallelujah. So as we would, as I would end this message today, I ask you if you would just muse on this thing and savor this message. And anytime you hear the word of God, anytime you read the word of God, the psalmist say that he mused on the word of God. In other words, he took it and he savored that thing. Amen. And I think about one of the members in the church that I had cooked. Amen. Glory to God. And she and someone was out for breakfast. They went out for breakfast the next day, and they asked her, you know, do you want to eat? And she said, no, I don't want to eat. I'm still savoring that meat from yesterday. So in other words, even though she wasn't eating it anymore, she wasn't at the table, she was still savoring it a day later. Amen. How good it is. And that's how we have to do when it comes to the word of God. A lot of times when we eat naturally, when we eat and oh, it was good. And that's when we forget about it. But some people like muse on that thing, man, I had some this yesterday, or I had some that yesterday. And man, I still think about how good that was. Amen. And so when it comes to the word of God, we've got to savor that thing. Like, you know what? I was reading my scriptures today or yesterday or last week, and I'm telling you, I'm still meditating on that thing. I'm still thinking on that thing. Amen. Hallelujah. So then what we want to do is we want to savor the fact that God is present with us. We don't want to just think about it sometime. We want to think about the fact that he's present with us at all times, and be excited about that. Muse on that thing. Be savoring the fact that God is with me. God is with me, because it has a twofold effect. When we are constantly aware that he's with us, well, our life is adjusted in such a way that we align ourselves more with his word and with his will. And then secondly, whenever we don't know what's going on, when we are afraid or we are frightened, we don't understand what is happening, we can say, but God is always with me. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but you're in it with me. I think about the three brothers that were thrown into the fiery furnace. Amen. They was aware of God's presence. And they said, even if God doesn't deliver us, we know he's able. We know that he's able because he's with us. We know that he's able. Amen. And what happened when they got through in that fiery furnace, the very God, the God that they believed that was able to deliver them was in there to deliver them. So I need you to know that when you're going through good times, God is there. When you're going through bad times, God is there. Don't get discouraged. Don't get disheartened because you don't understand what's happening because God is in the fiery furnace with you. He's going through it with you and he's working purpose in it. He know what he's doing. He know how much you can bear and he know, glory to God, what his purpose and his plan is to allow this thing to cause you the discomfort, the inconvenience, or whatever it is. He is there and he is very much aware. Hallelujah. So he asks you to be aware that he's there. And whenever we are going through things and we are aware, well, Lord, you're in this with me. And I know that I'm not going to get more than I can bear. I know that I'm not going to have more is not going to happen in such a way that I stop glorifying you and magnify your name. Amen. So then, as I said, as I would end this message, don't let it end in your mind.